Now joined by head coach Jeremy Slaughter of the Tri-County Lady Mustangs. A lot of information to go through this week. We got the conference tournament results from last weekend and scheduling, and we're talking about that with coach. And so we're doing this interview at 10:30 in the morning, and right now they're working on a makeup date because they're not going to play it tonight with Tri-County and Grundy R5. Tri-County will be at least this is the way it looks now, at Norburn on Thursday, Hale on Friday, and I would assume, Coach, that Grundy needs to be played at some point as a conference game, so Norburn and Hale might get moved or just taken off the schedule.
It's a possibility. We've got a lot of things that we're working on right now. It's a difficult time of year to be rescheduling, and it puts other teams in a bad situation sometimes, too. So we're working on some things. We want to try to be fair with everyone involved, and hopefully we can get it worked out so that that no one's upset.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we can say. Just trying to get whatever games you need to in, and there's also that point too, Coach, where not only you're trying to get games in, but you're trying to get your girls ready for district. So that, especially with the lack of playing time and lack of practice time, that getting ready for districts is challenging right now, is it not?
It really is. In a team like us, we shoot a lot of threes, and so we rely a lot on repetition, and so that makes it a little bit more challenging. But we're going to do the best we can with whatever situation that we have, and if that means that we have to have players sit out here or there, then we'll do that. We know we're playing Grundy at some point for second in the conference. And then we've got to get ready for district. Those are the two most important things for us right now.
So as far as the games last week go, you played Winston on Saturday night. You lost that one by a score of 53-40. As far as the seeds go, that was considered an upset. And certainly it looks like that for whatever reason, your team just kind of struggled to put the ball in the hoop a little bit.
Yeah, we did. We struggled to score. You have to give them a lot of credit. They came out and played with a lot more energy and intensity than we did. And, Sophie Pliley's a great player, and we wanted to make some other players beat us, and they did that. They had several girls. I think they had three other girls maybe, that hit threes against us. And they really played against us the way that we try to play against everybody else. And so you have to credit them and their coaching staff and all the things that they've done. And that was a nice win for them. It's unfortunate for us that we didn't have a very good tournament, but we're hoping to bounce back. We still have a lot to play for, and that's what we're going to try to do.
Well, and if I gave you a choice, Coach, and I said we'll give you a tournament where you don't play so well between the HDC tournament and districts, you'd take districts and say let's play well in that one.
Yeah, and districts it's win or go home, and we want to play well there, and we're kind of going to try to fine-tune some things and make some adjustments that we feel like we need to make to do well in districts.
You do have, you told me, Jaden Almond off her strained knee back. She was on the floor Saturday. Is there a little bit with her right now, or is she trying to just get confidence in that knee?
I think a little bit of it is confidence. I don't know that she's 100% yet. She's a player that relies a lot on her speed and quickness, and any type of injury is going to affect a player like that. When you get slowed down and you rely a lot on your speed, it makes it a little bit more challenging to do the things that you want to do. And so I think for her, the biggest thing is to just keep things simple, do what you're comfortable with, and let the game happen and don't try to do too much. And when a player is coming back from an injury and they're not quite 100%, I think that's something that you want to do. Just keep things simple.
Assuming that you get a couple of games in this week, Coach, as you said, you're pretty confident at some point this week you'll get Grundy in, maybe between Norburn and Hale you get one of those in before you get that snow here for the weekend. How much would that help the girls to get a couple of games in before districts?
Well, I think it's helpful, but for us right now, I think the best thing that could happen is we actually get to practice together. It's been a couple of weeks, and so... So a lot of the things that you get in practice, they slowly begin to deteriorate when you have issues like this. It could be the shooting. Sometimes it's turnovers or maybe missing a detail here and there on defense. I think practice would really do us a lot of good. But, when you have a lot of games to make up, that makes practice challenging as well.
And we have the district bracket for next week. Some of the Class 1 districts are starting Saturday. The one that Tri-County is in is not starting Saturday. They're going to start 1 week, for Monday for the boys, but for the girls, and I think I'm looking at the girls bracket here. Indeed, I am. Starts next Tuesday, Coach, so a week from tonight. You see Pattonsburg more than you see your conference brethren. It seems like every time I talk with you, you're playing Pattonsburg, and lo and behold, you got them in the 4-5 matchup.
Yeah, and it'll break the tie. You know, they beat us early in the season. We beat them later in the season. Ironically, it was our worst shooting performance and best shooting performance. So maybe we'll end up somewhere in the middle on this one. But it's a good matchup. I think both teams can do some things against each other that create difficulties, and it's really a pick 'em game. They're well coached. They have some really good young players, just like we do. So I think not only is this a matchup that we're going to see a lot this year, I think we're going to see a lot in the next couple of years too, and our players are going to know each other very well.
Yeah, Tri-County 4-seed, Pattonsburg 5-seed winners. Ian Lester's a huge upset. You got Worth County and Gilman City in the 1-8 matchup, so you got think the winner is going to play Worth County. Let's give some dates on that. Tri-County Pattonsburg will be Tuesday, February 19th. This is up at Eagleville at 7 p.m. Semifinal would be Thursday, February the 21st at 6. Pattonsburg, I don't know a bunch about him, Coach, but I've seen some names of scorers on their team here, and they've gotten better as the season has gone on. And that Weatherby Bailey, she's usually in that 15 to 25 point category per game for the Panthers.
Yeah, she's a really good player. She's going to be difficult to deal with for several years to come. I think the addition of the freshmen that they have this year with some of their players that they had last year, they didn't have a great season, but you could see that they had some nice role players, and then you add a player like Bailey in there, and it's really made them a much more difficult team to play with her ball handling. She can shoot, she can drive, she does a lot of things for them, and she's definitely a handful.
So Tri-County's the 4-seed, top half of the bracket. The other top seeds in that district, that's District 14. Number 2-seed Mercer, number 3-seed is Albany. Coach, appreciate the time as always. Good luck getting your games in this week. We'll talk to you about districts again next Tuesday.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the coverage.